State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Tens of thousands of people in Michigan are eligible for no-cost, government-sponsored health insurance right now and are still walking around uninsured. They're teenagers, like Jacquees Purifoy's daughter. Earlier this year, Purifoy had a problem many people are familiar with. Between jobs as an attorney and stuck in insurance red tape, both she and her daughter went without health insurance for about half a year.
I don't know. I think I kind of just buried my head in the sand a little bit, which was dangerous.
Her daughter Jasmine is 17 and probably could have been insured under the state and federally funded Medicaid or My Child programs. But a combination of pride and a desire not to take up scarce government resources kept her from finding out. And then she got a call from Jasmine, who has asthma and a heart condition.
So she called me from school saying, "You have to come and get me now." I knew that it was urgent. She said she just couldn't move. Every step that she took, she just felt like she was going to pass out. I knew I didn't have health insurance. It was really life or death, you know. Do I let this kid die, essentially, or do I get a god-awful bill? And of course, I'm going to choose protecting my daughter.
Luckily, nothing was going on with Jasmine's heart. But it took about $1,800 to find that out. Purifoy is paying off the bill and says she knows it could have been much worse. But she also says she won't let her daughter's insurance lapse again. Most kids depend on their parents to sign them up for Medicaid. But Anise Summerhill is 19 and can sign herself up with a little help from Lori Parton.
So with the application that you turned in, everything looks great, except we were a little confused because...
Yeah,
because
I was confused.
Okay.
Parton works at The Corner, a health clinic in Ypsilanti for adolescents. Kathy Fessler is the medical director there and says the number of teens eligible for government insurance in Michigan who aren't signed up is high.
It's a trend that we've noticed here for many years.
In Washtenaw County, the number of babies enrolled in Medicaid is around 1,500. But once those infants start growing up, that number drops dramatically. By the time they are 15, only about half of them will still be enrolled in the program. And then the number falls through the floor. There are 11 19 and 20-year-olds in Washtenaw County that have Medicaid. Nobody really knows why this is happening, but it's the same story in counties all across the state. Lori Parton from The Corner again.
When they get to a certain age, it doesn't become as important to them or maybe to their parent or guardian to keep the insurance up. They seem to be healthy. They don't really need the medical care.
When kids go to the doctor less, there are fewer opportunities to catch a lapse in insurance. That can happen easily for kids on Medicaid because they need to re-enroll in the program every year. Providers think another barrier might be that parents don't know these programs can insure their kids sometimes until age 21. Or they might not know that My Child is an option for parents who can't afford insurance but make too much money to qualify for Medicaid. Back at the Corner Health Clinic, Kathy Fessler has had a long day.
There were just many patients on the schedule with a lot of complicated problems.
Fessler says a couple of patients had whooping cough. Teens are victims and carriers of the disease. But if a teenager comes in for a checkup, they can get a vaccine booster and prevent the disease. Fessler says while the reasons these young people are uninsured are murky, the consequences aren't. It's one more barrier to teens getting regular health care in a place that isn't the ER. With State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News. This story was informed by Krista Nordberg, one of the sources in our Public Insight Network.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.